Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads, generally, for most people, are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hi, everyone. What you're about to hear is an explanation of how to buy the Origins of Islam episode, which I recorded back in 2014. This is me talking in 2015, where there are several more sale episodes available and an RSS feed with all the special shows, which you can now buy. If you're really enjoying the history of Byzantium and think you might want that feed or would like to know more about the other episodes, then check out the podcast which comes after number 77 in your feeds. It will give you all the information. Now back to me from 2014. Hello everyone. This episode of the History of Byzantium is here to tell you more about the Origins of Islam podcast, which is now on sale at thehistoryofbyzantium.com. If you're not interested in that at all, then you can switch off now. But if you're even a little curious, then let me just give you today's itinerary. First, I will be explaining why I recorded the podcast and give a brief sales pitch for it. Then I will be going through how you can buy it and talking a little more about the next fundraising podcast. Finally, I will go through some potential troubleshooting solutions in case your purchase doesn't go smoothly. For those of you who ignored me and went ahead and bought the episode, you can now go and download it. But please don't email me with technical questions until you have listened to the rest of this episode. Okay, so if you're really not interested, then you can switch off now, and I will be back soon with the next free episode as the Arab conquerors move into Byzantine and Sassanid territory. For the rest of you, I think I should just remind you why the episode on the origins of Islam exists. Like a lot of you, I had a vague assumption that the Arabs, inspired by a new religious enthusiasm, threw themselves at the Roman army, not caring if they died, and thus won a famous victory through zeal. But in investigating the various Arab historians, it became clear pretty quickly that their accounts were not helpful in understanding what took place. They are filled with contradictions and lack details that we can cross-check with our own sources. And so I was forced to research far more deeply than I normally have to, and almost every book on the subject explores the origins of the Muslim religion, rather than limiting themselves to simply the Arab conquest of the Middle East. The exploration of the issue took me so long and was so fascinating that I thought I had to share it with you. It's not really directly relevant to the history of Byzantium narrative, and I know it's an emotive topic, so I will leave it as a sale episode only for those who really want to know more. I think, though, that you will gain some very valuable insight into what happened in the early 7th century. We definitely don't have a clear answer or a defined narrative, but by examining the archaeology, the coins, the Quran, and of course the writings of the Christians living in the conquered provinces, we find fascinating hints and clues and suggestions about how the Arab conquests came about and who Muhammad might have been. Just to tease you a little further, let me share with you one of the more outrageous suggestions made by scholars on the subject of Islam's origins. You may have heard the claim that faithful believers will receive 72 virgins upon entering paradise. Well, one scholarly theory on that is that it's a mistranslation, and the actual offering is for 72 raisins, or grapes. If you want to find out more about how that could possibly be, then you can buy the episode now. I should add here that I come to no firm conclusions on that podcast. I'm merely going through the most interesting and valuable evidence we have and sharing the theories which exist. Okay, so if you're interested in buying the episode, then you can go to thehistoryofbyzantium.com, click on Buy Episodes on the right-hand menu, and get it there. The episode is for sale under the exact same system that I used for episode 28, the fundraising episode, and I will go through some instructions for that in a moment. But I just wanted to add that I know a lot of you would prefer that the sale episodes were available in iTunes, and that is on the to-do list for the next fundraising sale. I didn't want to waste time now sorting out the admin connected to that. I think it's better to get these end-of-the-century episodes out of the way first. The next fundraising episode will be coming at some point, perhaps in March or April. Together with being in iTunes, I hope to have the episode available on its own RSS feed, so that if you use an app to scoop up your podcasts, then it will now be able to collect the sale episodes. If there's anything else you would like changed about the architecture of the sale episodes and how they work, then get in touch with me now at thehistoryofbyzantium@gmail.com. I know some of you wanted alternate ways to pay, which hopefully being in iTunes will help with, but let me know if you have more thoughts on that. Someone, for example, wanted to pay me using Google Wallet, which wasn't available in the UK at the time. I'm not sure if it is yet. But if there's anything like that that you have in mind, let me know and hopefully I can feed it into the web development process. So back to buying this episode. If you bought episode 28, then you were given a password and you can now log in using that and buy the new episode. Click on Episodes for Sale on the front page on the right-hand menu. Then on the new screen, you'll see the options Register, Sign In, and Your Basket. Click on Sign In and use your email address and the password you were given to log in. There is, of course, a Forgot Password button if you need it. You can then add the episode to your basket and check out using PayPal or a credit or debit card as before. Remember, if you're not a PayPal user, there's an option on that page saying not a PayPal customer or something like that, and you click on that and it opens a box where you can just enter your card details. If you haven't bought an episode before, then click on Episodes for Sale on the front page and then choose the option Register instead of Sign In and add your email address. You will be emailed login details and you can then click on Sign In and buy the episode through there. Please check your spam or junk mail before messaging me to say that you haven't received the email. This has happened quite a lot. Just give it 10 minutes. The episode should be, the emails should come to you instantly, but just give it 10 minutes, check your spam if you can't see it, and it should be there. I won't go through all the steps of how to buy the episode here. They're exactly the same as I outlined them on the episode explaining the fundraising episode, which came just after episode 27. It's still available on the feed. If you have any problems, just listen to the instructions there. I talked through every single step of the process. Once you've bought the episode, you'll receive another email confirming your purchase and reminding you how to log in to download or stream the episode. As before, you can donate to the podcast by adding an amount larger than $5 if you like. It's always very welcome, but it's not necessary on this occasion. This is not a fundraising podcast. If not many people want to buy it, that's fine. The History of Byzantium will continue. $5 is all you need for this one. Okay, so here's the troubleshooting part. If you have any problem buying this episode, here are some potential solutions. We ran into many of these during episode 28. Number one, as I said, is check your spam or junk folder. Some of the emails will come from a tvcritic.org address, so don't be confused by that. They should come within a couple of minutes. If they really don't come and you can't see them anywhere, then do email me and I will find a solution. But please don't email me until you've checked thoroughly. Number two is that some people had a problem when they entered $5 into the box. They go through to the checkout screen and it says you're giving $500 to the History of Byzantium, which I'd love to say was a diabolical scheme on my part, being an evil genius. But unfortunately, it's more that some browsers, if you enter 5.00, meaning $5, it doesn't recognize the dot, and so it thinks you're saying 500. So just put 5 if you have that problem. Just the number 5, no dots, no zeros, and it will register you as $5. Number 3, as I hinted at earlier, is that iPhone and iPad users sometimes struggle to download the episode. I was told by one user that iPhones are designed to not let you download an individual MP3 file unless it's in iTunes, which, if true, is frustrating for this particular experience. Any future sale will be available in iTunes, and so we can avoid this problem. For now, please download the episode on another computer or phone. And all I can say is sorry for the inconvenience. Number 4 is a big ditto on that to those using apps, which tend to not recognize an individual MP3 file as being something they can pick up. They need the RSS feed. And so again, this problem will be solved by the time we come to the next fundraising episode. For now, please download it another way or listen to it on another device or app. That's it for now. If you have any other problems, then do email me at thehistoryofbyzantium@gmail.com. It's just me here dealing with each of you, so please be patient and I will reply as soon as possible. And you were all very patient and very kind after episode 28, but just let me assure you, if you pay any money toward this, you will get your episode one way or the other. There is no problem in getting you the episode through email or through various other means. We've found all sorts of solutions. Hopefully it will just work through the website as it is. That's it. Thank you so much for listening and enjoy the Origins of Islam episode. I hope you find it as interesting as I did researching it.